95FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, K210 EO Santa Paula, K210 CH Ventura, K206 AA Laguna Beach, K208 AM Newport Beach, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Here we go with Riff 1.
Did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seaming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. Could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Plastic carrier bag in each hand, the rain fell, oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings. And hey ho, you don't know, is it a joke? No, I said no, I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been, I've ever been. So don't stop. Carry on when, hey there, it's there, waiting just in there, ready any time to come along.
From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof. But Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 Reds in a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine.
All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died. All the people who died, died.
They're all my friends, they wouldn't die. Georgie, let the rotten. They died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Slime Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Trino on the night that he was wed. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them. They died. Dried up from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tube. Judy jumped in front of the subway train. And Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
There you go. Jim Carroll Band right there with an old classic. You know, they made a movie about his life, The Basketball Diaries, right? Leonardo DiCaprio was in that. Before that, we kicked off the hour with the very latest from your favorite Scottish quartet, Franz Ferdinand. My name's Mookie. Normally, you'd be hearing Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday, but I'm taking that to the next level today as I'm filling in for Julie. And I've been filling in all week long. It's Funk on a Friday, Barry Funkhauser. I know you're excited to be here. I could tell.
Yowza!
Tell by the look on your face.
Hey, you know, I think Jason Friday and Julie, they went on vacation in Friday, New Mexico. So they'll be back next Friday, right?
There's a town called a cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays 2 days and leaves on a Friday. That's some sort of riddle. Anyway, Barry, I hope you're having a great week.
Hey, thanks for having me here, by the way. You know, we never get to hang out on the radio during the day. Usually it's you and me on Indie Beginnings. But so thanks for having me here on Friday.
It's my pleasure. We love hanging out. Last time we hung out in the studio together was, last week around this time-ish. We were doing a fall pledge drive. And again, thanks to everybody who donated and who contributed. If you missed the pledge drive, no worries. You can join us at any time at thesocalsound.org. Even better, you can purchase a ticket for our year-end concert in December. But let's get back into the music, if you don't mind, Funk.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. What did you got on deck here on Friday?
You touched on our show each and every Sunday morning. It's super early. It's in the 6 a.m. hour, but you and I get together for the Indie Beginnings radio show, or the Indie Beginnings show, affectionately known as IBS sometimes. And here's a great indie rock band, speaking of indie rock, and it's the very latest from Beach Bunny. The song's called Vertigo. You're listening to Funk on a Friday with myself, Mookie. And this is, what's the station again?
The SoCal Sound.
The SoCal Sound, that is correct.
Waiting at the airport, lost and found. Watching machines push suitcases round and round.
LCD Sound System right there. James Murphy, a great musical composer, a great band leader, and we are tickled to see that LCD Sound System is playing several, like eight shows or something here in Southern California at the Shrine, at the Palladium. You're listening to Funk on a Friday because Julie Slater and Jason Friday are on vacation. Funk?
Yeah.
You know, it could be baseball heavy if you want it. I don't think we're going to lean in that direction. And I don't want to alienate our listeners in Orange County, some Angel fans. But
I think you got to get on the bandwagon at this point because there's only two teams. There's the left one and the East Coast and the West Coast. I mean, I think you loop them all in at this point.
You know, maybe so. Left Coast is, in fact, the best coast. As Tupac once said, I think he said that. I might be paraphrasing, you know, but we're just so excited about the L.A. Dodgers going to the World Series, New York and Los Angeles. I can't think of anything better, you know.
You're going to be glued to your TV the whole time?
TV and radio, because I'll be listening to a lot of the SoCal Sound, as I always do. Listen, Barry, they pay me to listen to the station, so I have to do that as program director.
Hey, it's a good soundtrack for the background when you're watching the game.
That's a good call, Barry. Let's get into it right now as we're getting through a long set of music. And this happens to be another local music spotlight. This talented local band recently joined us in studio. Julie Slater, who's absent right now, is a huge fan of Spooky Mansion. If you do enough digging wherever you find audio and video, you could find that session. It also lives on our app and the SoCalSound.org. Spooky Mansion with Weather. It's a local music spotlight on Funk on a Friday.
Yow!
And this is 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
But the changing weather has changed it all. Maybe I'm growing up. I've been thinking less and feeling more. When the morning streaks go, I can feel it breathe. And I'm coming back, I'm coming back. You know I never felt so high. Yeah, I'm gonna keep on getting higher.
you go. Michelle Zauner, also known as Japanese Breakfast, a published author with her book of her memoir. It's available now. It's called Crying in H-Mart. You ever been into an H-Mart, Funk?
I've never heard of an H-Mart. Man, you know too much about these artists, man. You know everybody's full names.
Yeah, I do, crazy, I do names a lot, don't I?
You do.
I do names, yeah. It's kind of my thing. It's my it's my calling card. You're listening to Funk on the Friday. I'm Mookie. That's my my good buddy, Barry Funkhauser. If you want more of this, and I don't understand why you would, but we do the Indie Beginnings radio show each and every Sunday morning in the 6 a.m. hour. We get up early on a Sunday right before Tangled Roots with Pat Baker. So you can listen to some more radio magic over the weekend, bright and early on a Sunday morning. Have you heard what we did with Bilingual Sounds?
Oh, it's such a good idea, man. Expanding all of your musical horizons on our HD3 channel and a brand new logo and a brand new brand.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great stream and a great radio station in its own right. So what people could do here is you could go to bilingualsounds.org, go to the app store, search for Bilingual Sounds, or there's a function on our website as well as our app where you could choose a stream and listen to Bilingual Sounds, formerly known as Latin Alt HD, but now it is Bilingual Sounds. I like to call it the Bilingual Sounds Audio Network because it's a lifestyle brand. You get the stream, you get artist interviews and sessions, and hopefully pretty soon some live music events all over town. So we're very proud of our buddy Byron Gonzalez, Byron the Curator, and also is known now as Bilingual Sounds.
Yeah, dude, this morning I heard a song from Australia, followed by a song from Argentina, followed by a song from Alabama. So it really is all over the world.
It really is. Happy to plug that because we are really excited about Bilingual Sounds. More immediately, as I always say, Funk, and again, you're listening to Funk on a Friday because Julie Slater and Jason Friday are still on vacation. We always do get back to the music faster. We're going to do that with a musician who just played multiple shows at the Forum here in Southern California. Speaking of Bilingual Sounds, we might play a song that's, you know, on the cusp of being, you know, Spanglish. And a lot more on the way. You're listening to Funk on a Friday.
Oh, on the SoCal Sound.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Happy to help today.
Hey, this is Nick Harcourt inviting you to join us for the next edition of The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt and Jet. Check out the show Monday through Friday from 6 till 10 a.m. for the best music mix in town, including our Fresh Squeeze track of the day, Nick's Pick, our Latin alternative track of the day, music and entertainment news, and our Hump Day ticket giveaway every Wednesday. Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet, weekdays from 6 till 10 a.m. here at 88.5, The SoCal Sound. Hey there, it's Nick Harcourt, and I just want to take a minute to thank you. Because of you, our fantastic listeners and supporters, the Fall Pledge Drive has been a huge success. You've done more than just help keep the music playing. You've helped us to continue our mission to bring you a diverse and eclectic mix of music and support local artists, emerging talent, and bring you those deep cuts we all love. If you haven't already, please subscribe now. It's easy. Online at thesocalsound.org/donate.
Support comes from Live Nation.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Live in concert. South of Here Tour with very special guests. Waxahachie and Iron and Wine. Live at Kia Forum, Friday, February 21st. Tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. South of Here Tour. For more, NathanielRateliff.com.
Support comes from CSUN's annual Bike Fest, Sunday, November 3rd at California State University, Northridge. Bike Fest is 10 till 3 with vendors, a costume fun ride, spin classes, giveaways, face painting, music and food, and free bike repairs. Open to all. Pets, skateboarders, and scooters are welcome. There's an early group ride at 8:30 before the event, too. More info is online at CSUN Bike Fest 2024.
Support for 88.5, The SoCal Sound, comes from Whitmore Law, providing legal advice to performing artists, composers, labels, and musicians. More information is available at whitmore-law.com. That's whitmore-law.com.
funky fresh.
Thank you for making us your source for all that's new.
New flavor.
88.5 The SoCal Sound, where Southern California discovers music.
Living the dream, benzos and gasoline.
music, culture, and community. Uplift public media in Southern California by joining us at thesocalsound.org.
Right there, featuring Little Jesus. Gotta love that. Girl Ultra, actually a musician who has joined us in studio for a SoCal Sound session. The song right there is called Punk. Byron the Curator turned me on to that. And if you like those vibes, you're going to love the brand new stream known as Bilingual Sounds. We already talked about that just a little bit. It's Friday. We're cruising into the weekend, and I feel really good about that fact. Got any weekend plans? Doing some beekeeping, honey collecting, or anything?
You know, right when we get off the air here, Mookie, you know I'm on the air filling in for you tonight, but in between, I'm going to a car show in Camarillo where I live. We're doing a classic car show in the old town part of it, so if you happen to be in the area, come on by to the car show.
Are you showing your economy vehicle at the car show?
No, I'm just trying not to touch the pretty ones. I always get in trouble and yelled at because, hey, you can't touch it.
That's cool.
I can't help it.
Well, my weekends are pretty uneventful. Like I said to you off the air or while we were doing the other radio show, I haven't been able to go out to any concerts lately, but I have been able to listen to a lot of the radio, and we really do have something for everybody on Saturday and Sunday right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Tomorrow, we're going to wake up with Zach Lupitin and his great show, The Sway Out West Radio Hour, as well as Kat Griffin's Americana Matinee. And then I'm on the air after that. But I'm really excited about some of our newer shows on Sunday. We brought Bob Goodman back.
Yeah, Super Sounds of the 70s, a great program. Yes.
That's right, man. He did radio in the 1970s. He knows all about it. And man, the guy's awesome. So that super sounds like the 70s.
We also took careful notes during the 70s too.
So he has a lot of review. He never lost his composition book with all of those notes in there. Ty Taylor from the band Vintage Trouble, he has a new show every Sunday. It's called Soul Sundays. If you're curious about these programs, you know, you can listen to the radio or find our DJ schedule and program lineup online at thesocalsound.org. Shall we get into another song on funk on a Friday?
Heck yeah, man. Let's go surfing. What you got now?
This isn't a surf rock song, and it's not a funky song either.
Oh, okay.
But it is a great band known as New Dad. The song is called Sickly Sweet.
New Dad on the SoCal Sound.
You said you love me, but you say The light is the way.
The less folks know.
you want me to.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I'll do for you.
Alright.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand. But till they do, just
don't look.